Unfortunately, the images of devastation we've been seeing from Haiti aren't all that unfamiliar. The country has been almost synonymous with calamity in recent years. But last year, optimism for Haiti began to blossom. It suddenly seemed as if the country weren't doomed to eternal misery. At least that's what reporter Amy Bracken had been seeing. She's been covering Haiti for years.
I moved to Haiti in 2003, a 29-year-old reporter who had never heard an urban gunshot or seen a dead body outside a funeral parlor. I had no idea how much tragedy was in store for my new home. Over the next 2 years, I reported on mounting political and gang violence, a coup d'etat, multiple landslides and floods that killed thousands of people, and always the desperate poverty. The downward spiral continued after I left in 2005. There was a rise in kidnappings, back-to-back hurricanes, and food riots. The storms and riots were all in 2008. But then came this calm. Haiti's pervasive hunger didn't abate, but the violent crime did. In 2009, Haiti was a quiet, stable democracy. UN peacekeepers held it up as an example of their good work. And last fall, President Obama signed into law a new favorable trade status for the country. In speech after speech, political figures said the same thing. Now is the time for Haiti to begin to move forward. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon was one of the cheerleaders.
2008 was a difficult year for Haiti. There is, however, a growing optimism that Haiti has all the assets it needs to break the impasse.
Speaking at the Haitian National Palace last March, Ban said Haiti had been given what he called a window of opportunity.
Haiti can be made into a success story. Haiti has many friends and all the right ingredients for recovery. But speed is of the essence. We must start moving now to create jobs for the poor and give the people hope for a better future.
Indeed, the once-shunned nation did have friends. In April, 28 countries and international organizations pledged to donate more than $300 million to Haiti's economic recovery plan. The following month, former President Bill Clinton became UN Special Envoy to Haiti, and he spoke of hope at a Haitian Diaspora Unity Congress in August.
It is my opinion that this is by far the best chance that Haiti has had in the 35 years that I have been acquainted with it, to slip the bonds of the past. By far the best chance.
He made the same appeal to investors, and last fall, 500 of them gathered in Port-au-Prince to explore opportunities. The Soros Foundation invested in a mango export business and an industrial park that could create more than 20,000 jobs. The Inter-American Development Bank provided grants instead of loans, to the tune of more than $120 million in 2009. And Haiti's adored champion of the poor, Dr. Paul Farmer, became Clinton's deputy, looking into aquaculture development and ways to build a tourism industry. In the past, Farmer had blamed the international community for many of Haiti's woes, but in a recent interview at his new UN office, he said the show of outside support was reason for optimism.
I think it's not unreasonable for people to find it hopeful. I mean, I find it hopeful, frankly.
The Haitian government's envoy to the UN, Leslie Voltaire, was another optimist.
We think, as President Clinton said, that the stars are aligned. We have a general governor of Canada who is a Haitian. We have President Obama, who is a friend of Haiti. We have President Clinton, Secretary of State Clinton, who are friends of Haiti. We think that we are in a good position to advance the cause of Haiti.
The stars are aligned, and window of opportunity became mantras for Haiti. Today, seeing the apocalyptic images of Port-au-Prince, that window seems to have been slammed shut. Maybe 2009 was the year of false hope. But if there is still any reason for hope, it's that the constellation of nations and organizations supporting Haiti seems firmly in place and more visible than ever. I think about what Paul Farmer said to me when I left his office after our interview. Remember the H of G. The H of G, I said. He produced a copy of his book, AIDS and Accusation, and circled references to the hermeneutics of generosity, an inclination to give. I hope the international community's H of G for Haiti remains strong for many years. For the world, I'm Amy Bracken.